Welcome to the Closing Culture Podcast. I am your host, Sean Slaughter, real estate agent and investor. This real estate podcast goes on top of the roof, behind the wall, and under the flow to show you how real estate really works. What's good, y'all? Welcome to Closing Culture. My name is Sean Slaughter. I'm your host, real estate agent and investor. And on Closing Culture, we talk about real estate and life because real estate is life. Today's show, we are going to talk about the bomb that just dropped. A bomb the size of an atomic bomb has dropped on the real estate industry, and things will never be the same again. There's going to be a major, major, major change. The original case for this change was the Sitzer Burns back in 2019, when some sellers basically sued pretty much the majority of the major real estate companies in the country, including the National Association of Realtors. And I'll break some of that down for you. But I believe that the Sitzer Burns case will go down in history, just like Roe versus Wade and Plessy Ferguson and some of these major, major cases that we look back in history and we say, you know, this is the time when this thing changed. And of course, those were cultural and had a lot more meaning. But this is one of the biggest industrial changes to an industry that has many real estate agents, including myself, wondering what is next. All right. So let's kind of break down what happened. The National Association of Realtors settled this case to pay $418 million over real estate commission practices. And basically, they were sued because traditionally, when you go buy a house, the seller pays a 6% commission on average, right? Now, this commission is not fixed. This is something that is negotiable. It's variable. But here's how it looks. A real estate agent goes into a seller's house and says, blah, 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 blah. I'll list your house. Here's what I'll see. I'll take the pictures and all that other type of stuff. And my commission is 6%. Now, as the seller, you can say, well, you know, can we negotiate that? Some sellers do. Some sellers don't. Sometimes those commissions are 5%, 5.5%. Sometimes even 4%. But I don't think I've ever seen them lower than 4%. Because at that point, the listing agent's like, you know, you may want to do this yourself, right? Now, how is that commission doled out? Well, that commission that the seller pays their agent, the listing agent takes that 6% commission and splits half with the buyer's agent, the agent that's going to bring them a buyer. So you go on the MLS, you're sending your client homes, and next to one of those homes is something called the SBC. I don't want to even break it down because I want to confuse you guys, but basically this is the commission that the buyers stand to make. And so a buyer's agent, and most real estate agents do both. They list houses and they help buyers buy houses. I do both. So most agents are sending houses and they can see what the listing agent is going to pay them, right? They can see if it's 2%, 2.5%, 3%. And so the lawsuit basically said, number one, as a seller, why am I paying the buyer's agent, right? The seller's basically saying, I'm hiring you, the listing agent, so I'll pay you your commission. And the buyer, if they get an agent, they should pay that agent their commission. I shouldn't have to pay both. And basically, this is something that's been baked into real estate for dozens and dozens of years. It's just become culture. And if you're a buyer, you know that you don't pay you traditionally don't pay your agent a commission because the seller is going to pay both commissions. But eventually, one day, you'll become a seller and you'll pay both commissions. So it kind of evens out. Unless you're a buyer that just never sells the house, right? Then you won. So that's just kind of been the culture. And if I can be completely honest, which is what I'm going to be, I don't know any other industry where you're buying something from somebody else, you both are using representation, and the other person pays for both the representation. Usually that happens in court when there's like a lawsuit or something like that, and it's like, you know, if I win, you got to pay my legal fees plus yours. Usually that's when it happens. But within the real estate industry, this has just become a common practice. That's number one. Number two, the lawsuit also said that steering will happen because of this. Because the listing agent is offering the buyer's agent commission, and we can see the commission on the MLS, the place where we go to look for houses. If the commission is, let's say, 1.5% versus 3%, the claim was, well, agents are not going to show the homes with low commissions to their potential buyers. They're going to show the homes with higher commissions, basically hurting the buyers. Because if there's a home that your buyer may really, really like, but the agent says, well, this house is only 1.5%. This house is, I'm going to get 3% commission. Well, I'm only going to show them this house with 3% because if they like this house, then I'm going to get a low commission. Basically, they have evidence and proof through phone calls and emails that agents were not showing their buyers' homes because commissions were low. So that's what the settlement was over. That's what the $418 million was paid out to those sellers that basically sued them. And that's where this earthquake decision has come in. Now, what does this mean for the real estate industry? Because I'm reading articles, and this one article on Yahoo Finance actually is probably one of the better articles that I've read. Because what it says is that home buyers and sellers are now have this big win. They're going to save a lot of money. And that's going to be true mostly for home sellers. Here's what's going to happen. And I'm going to tell you what I think is going to happen with home sellers, home buyers, and then real estate agents in general. Number one, home sellers, you're going to save tons of money. Let's take a $300,000 home, okay? So if you're selling a $300,000 home and you're paying a 6% commission, a 6% commission is $18,000, all right? And again, that commission gets split in half, $9,000 to the listing agent, $9,000 to the buyer's agent. That brings a buyer. Well, now sellers, you're not going to be paying 6%, all right? You'll probably be paying anywhere between 2.5% to 3%. So if you're paying 3%, you've literally just cut your expenses in half. So for a $300,000 home at 3% versus 6%, you're paying $9,000 versus $18,000. So sellers are getting the dub here. They're getting the huge, huge win. All right. Let's talk about home buyers. Home buyers, it has now just become more difficult for you to buy a house. Initially, when home buyers, especially first-time home buyers, were buying a house, they did not have to pay their agent. They saved up all their money, they scrapped it all up, and they had, you know, just enough money to pay for their closing costs and their loan down payment. And the seller, who basically made a larger profit, could afford to pay both agents, right? But now that cost is being passed on to you. So that 3% that the seller was paying your agent, you are now responsible for. So let's go back to some numbers. Closing costs on average can be between 3 and 4%, all right? Let's just use 3% for closing costs. Closing costs are the costs that you pay when you buy a house, okay? This is different than the listing agent commission of 3% that I just talked about, all right? That's a commission that the seller pays their agent. So closing costs for a buyer on average about 3%. So on that same $300,000 house, your closing costs are going to be $9,000, right? Let's also say that you have a 3.5% down payment. So that's another 9, 10, 11, 12, that's another maybe 13.5, right? So now you are coming to the table at the end with a $20,000 check to buy this house, your loan down payment and your closing costs. Well, now add on top of that, you got to pay your own agent 3%, which is $9,000. So you went from $20,000 to $29,000. All right. Even if you negotiate that rate, because all these rates are negotiable, nothing is fixed in stone, and you say, I'll pay you $6,000, right? It's still an extra $6,000 that buyers have to come up with. Now, buyers that maybe are selling a home and buying a home maybe can, you know, have that money from their proceeds of their home sale. But many first-time home buyers are now going to be kind of stuck. And before I talk about real estate agents, let's talk about home buyers and my prediction. My prediction is that there'll now be more long-term renters in this country than home buyers. The home buying pool will now shrink because literally your cost went up by a third, all right, by a couple of grand. Or home buyers may take it upon themselves to look at houses themselves without agents. But those contracts are so complicated, and all of the things that you can miss, home buyers, home buying satisfaction is going to decrease for those that don't choose an agent. And for those that do choose an agent, now you have to come up with some more money. Initially, this is going to be hard because home buyers getting advice from their parents never had to pay their agent when they bought a home, right? And eventually, this will become something that will be commonplace, right? In other countries, there are buyers that you know, don't use agents, or they pay an agent a fixed fee or something like that. So the country will get used to it. But I think that what's going to happen is this will be great for investors that I own some homes that I rent out. So this will be great for us investors because now you're going to have people that are renting your homes for longer. And I'm all about home ownership. So I don't feel great about this for my home buyers. I understand why this happened. But home buyers now are going to be renting longer, maybe staying home longer. I have two kids. I have a 20-year-old and a 17-year-old. And when it's time for them to buy a house, it's going to be a lot more expensive. So that's what I think is going to happen for home buyers. It's going to be a lot more expensive. You're going to have to save a lot more money. And many would-be home buyers will now become long-term renters. Real estate agents. Well, we already have too many real estate agents, right? The market is oversaturated with real estate agents. And I think there's going to be a mass exodus of real estate agents because now the money that you used to make is going to be cut probably by 30, 40, 50%, which now does not make, you know, particularly for those that are just buyer's agents and you're driving all over the world, showing homes. You might have clients for 6, 7, 8, 9 months. You know, now it doesn't make it seem worth it if, you know, you're only going to get a couple of thousand dollars to you know, help your buyer buy a house. You know, at a certain point, you may be paying your buyer to show them houses, meaning you're putting in so much work that the money that you've agreed on for them to pay you now becomes a negative. And, you know, there's just a decrease in value of buyer's agents is what I see coming. And so I think a lot of agents are going to exit. There'll be a mass exodus and we'll see where they go, what other industries pop up, whether they become loan officers, title. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. But yes, that is the bomb that has dropped on the real estate industry. What are your thoughts? I was reading some comments from people and obviously that, you know, they're like, good, real estate agents don't, you know, real estate agents get a bad rap and they get, I don't know why they make all this money and so on and so forth. But what are your thoughts? Because now as a home buyer, you're going to pick up that cost. And yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. So leave your thoughts in the comments. Again, my name is Sean Slaughter. This is Closing Culture. Always be good to yourself and to somebody else.